Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the new chairman of the Washoe County Republicans, Michael Cardenasi. He's got a big job ahead of him. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Andy McKay, Sam Kumar, and Eric Herzig. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Michael Cardenasi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir, for the first time.
Pleased to be here.
On yesterday's program, we were talking to Gary Martin, the Washington, D.C. correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he referred to Dean Heller walking the plank over the health care vote in the Congress last week. What were your thoughts on Dean's votes and where Dean is with the party at this point?
The county party is not here to comment on policy of any particular candidate. We actually have a much broader goal. We fundamentally believe that government is better in the hands of Republicans than Democrats. That means any Republican and any Democrat. Therefore, we try to stay out of some of the to and fro leading up to elections. What we want to do is be organized and have a volunteer army out there to help Republicans get elected in the next two election cycles. This is extremely important to us.
And it's been extremely important to the Republican Party in this state for decades, and the organization level has been relatively poor over the years, to the fact that in certain presidential elections, you've almost had a shadow party set up to be able to funnel money through because the candidates and their sponsors did not believe the party could accomplish the goals. Where do you think the party is at this point? Talk about it. And I know you've only been there since May, so I mean your knowledge is going to be a little bit limited. But are you comfortable with Michael McDonald and the state leadership of the party at this point?
The county party has had its problems in the past.
I've heard that.
I think that's pretty much common knowledge. Now, one of the problems has been is there has not been a goal set up there for the membership to really get behind. The state party is really a creature of the county parties. Now, we're only one of them, and yes, we're the second largest, but we're focused really on what we're going to do as a county party. Where we can work with the state party, we will do that. Where we can work with candidates, their campaigns, we're going to do that. But what we bring to the table is now organization. In the past, sometimes the leadership has been picked more for their political bent than for their skill sets. My background is more corporate management. Therefore, what I'm looking for and did in putting a leadership team that ran for office were skill sets. What we did is we picked a secretary who had extensive knowledge in many, many Republican organizations as the secretary. We picked a treasurer who was a former Deloitte Touche partner and brought and worked for corporations, which means we brought a very unique skill set there. So at the end of the day, what we have, we look for the same thing in our committee chairs. So they're not picked whether they're super conservative, super libertarian. That really isn't what the party is about. What we're doing is building a grassroots organization. We have almost 100 volunteers not just volunteering, but actually have gone through training. The GLI puts one out, the RNC puts one out, and we've got taken our people through that so that they become trained precinct workers. So we, and this is only after 3 months. Can you imagine what we're going to do after 6 months to a year? We intend to be in place at the time of the next election cycle with a strong grassroots organization.
And is this true in Clark County as well? Are you seeing this in the, you know, because I'm presuming that you're pretty comfortable with the rural counties, that they're going to continue to be conservative. But what about Clark County?
Clark County seems to have a unique chemistry there. We have a party that's fairly divided between what we normally call traditional conservatives as well as, and I don't like pejoratives, rhinos. And I'm trying to eradicate kind of that term within our county party. I think the same thing needs to be done, whether the new leadership and they just took office can do that within that party, I don't know yet. So I really can't speak to what their efficacy is going to be in the next election cycle. I do know what ours is going to be, and it's going to be strong.
It's interesting to look at the state of Nevada and see that the rurals are solidly in the Republican camp. For the most part, Clark County seems to be solidly in the Democratic camp, and it leaves Washoe County as the swing county in a swing state. Does that put pressure on you?
You might say a little bit. In fact, we're very cognizant of that pressure. But we... our goal is not only to get ourselves organized, but hopefully become a beacon where people can say, that's best practice. This is what each county needs to do. It's interesting that you remark on the rurals. I've been touring now at least the rurals within the northern Nevada, and I've gone to Elko and to Winnemucca and to Story and to Douglas County. And interesting, even though it's, quote, solid Republican, perhaps not as many Republicans have turned out, even though it's solid. I'm afraid some of the people back out there feel, well, we're going to win anyway, and then they don't go to the polls. That's a problem in and of itself. But they're working on that, so they're cognizant of it. We are very much cognizant of it in Washoe County. We still have a registration advantage, and yet, you know, our presidential candidate didn't win. Our Senate candidate didn't win. My feeling is that is a non-starter, and we're going to see that that changes.
You know, Governor Gwynn, prior to being governor and then during his term, made a massive outreach, mainly engineered by Pete Ernott, in the rural areas. I mean, I happened to be on the mailing list for the rural areas. Somehow I got thrown on there, and it was remarkable to see the level that it dropped down to of, you know, gatherings where, you know, you bring the pie, you know, we'll bring the beans. I mean, it was really totally grassroots. It was almost neighbor to neighbor. Is that what you need to get organized?
That's what's already happening in Washoe County. We have our precinct organization is set up along assembly district lines. So we have an assembly district coordinator for the volunteers within that assembly district. Below them are precinct coordinators who have 10, 15 precincts under them. We're already meeting in precincts. Most of the assembly district groups have already met as assembly district groups. So we're very much aware that this is not a top-down kind of operation. It has to have leadership and people who are involved at very local levels doing very different things. What works in one neighborhood may not work in another. So we try to do is give them as much flexibility to operate within their areas. I think you can tell from what I've been saying here is that we are not about philosophy. This is not a discussion group about who's got the right, who's conservative enough, who's libertarian enough. What we're really talking about is since we believe government should be in Republican hands, we're out to make that happen. And we're not going to be the big money raiser for candidates. That's not our role. Our role is to provide a strong, grassroots, organized, trained organization.
All right, let's take a break. More with Michael Cardenasi when we come back.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Michael Cadenassi. He's the chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. So one of the areas that I was curious about was, how are you doing as far as raising money for this organization?
I'm actually glad for the question. The first thing, we have two avenues to raise money. One is directly from our members. Now, how do we do that? We do that through fundraising events. And yes, we have outside of our organization come to these events, but that's really our fundamental way of running. So we have barbecues, dinners, dances, etc. The other one is a focusing on major donors. Major donors being people who really believe in the party and what we're doing. These people have been absent for probably 4 to 5 years. And frankly, I don't blame them, because what did we bring of value to them? Because these people, like us, believe that state government and national government and even local government is better in the hands of Republicans. They're going to see policies that are more consistent with their own. So what they're looking for is they're looking for a party, and why they give is they think the party will be instrumental in getting that kind of person elected. That hasn't happened. We have now made a pitch to a lot of these people, and they are starting to come across and write the bigger checks. So that is going not just well, but very well.
Now, are you reaching out to people like Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn, who are major national donors and major funders of campaigns in Nevada, but I don't believe that they have been particularly forthcoming in terms of local parties?
The National Republican Committee, the RNC, is being talked to, and presentations are being made as we speak.
But those particular gentlemen, have you made an outreach to them?
Yes.
And the response so far?
Response so far is, let's keep talking. They have to be convinced that we can deliver what we say we're going to deliver. My job has been to be kind of the spokesman for, not for myself, but for what our organization can do, and to demonstrate that we're on a road to getting there. Steve Wynn, as you know, is a businessman. He's not going to be fooled by just talk. So we're in the process of demonstrating to him the level of organization, the depth of it, the training, etc. And then he'll have to make a decision, is this something that the National Party wants to get behind?
Have you had conversations with Mike Slanker, who's a representative for the governor, for example, for Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchison, and Dean Heller, an important player who was the one that helped coordinate the shadow Republican Party in previous elections?
We are reaching out to each one of those constitutional officers and federal elected officers, and that is an ongoing process at this point.
And also, have you reached out to Mr. Slanker?
I'm I'm sorry, I just don't know who he is.
Okay, well, he is a close advisor to all those people that I mentioned before. And another person of that ilk, very well respected, is Pete Ernott. Have you talked to and had conversations with Pete?
I believe we have an appointment with him later this week.
Okay, it sounds to me like you're very optimistic that finally at least the Washoe County Republicans may be on the right path.
Well, I have to share with you that the last thing I did in my career was I built a $50 million ice cream factory in Moscow. I did it with Russian contractors. I brought it in under budget and on time. If I can do that, I think I can sort out the Republican Party in this county.
And that's where we have to leave it. Pleasure to meet you, sir. Please come back.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sam Kumar is here. He's the past chairman of the Washoe County Republicans. Eric Herzig is political science professor at UNR. And Andy McKay is executive director of the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. So last week may have been the most interesting week in Congress ever, Andy.
In what respect, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to start with Scaramucci?
Oh, geez. One word, train wreck.
I mean, was that unbelievable? You're the head of the communications department for the White House, and that's your first interview that you do with a reporter, and it's not even off the record?
I don't know. I just think it demonstrates one thing, that he's a communications director, and he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't understand the fundamentals of the job and understands the nuances between on the record, off the record. I don't think that that's going to bode well for President Trump, but we'll see.
Sam, your thoughts on that?
Well, he's a political novice, and it showed. He wasn't clear about being off the record. And as most of us know, you have people in the media who you trust and have private conversations with, and those you don't. Obviously, he didn't know the difference.
As Andy says, that's pretty shocking. You know, it seems like the White House is more and more taking itself out of the role of governing in the sense of the Congress, that the Congress is just going to end up taking over and doing what they need to do, just like they did with the Russia sanctions, and just sending a veto-proof bill to the White House and saying, we're done.
I don't think the White House ever really got ahead on the policies. It was always, I have these great plans, it's going to be really beautiful, it's big. And then you opened up the box and it was empty. And it's like, oh, well, Congress, why haven't you done this? Congress dropped the ball. There's no real defense on that. How are you going to then come in and work with the leadership of Congress on actual policy? And all we get back is abject failure. You guys are lousy. And it's like, well, then step up, big guy.
Andy, you spent a lot of time in the trenches here. You can't just get up to speed like that without having, and doesn't this point to the problem with people talking about running government as a business, that you have to have experience in government, whether it be as a senator, whether it be as a governor, somebody who's been in the process before you get to the White House. Otherwise, you're so limited. I mean, it's kind of frightening that really a new president has maybe, what, 6-8 months at most to get their major things off the ground in their term before it's now the next election cycle?
I think you make a really good point. Yeah, certainly experience of some sort in government helps. I don't know if it's the panacea. I think the fundamental problem with this administration is let me back up. He has a very skilled individual, frankly, who I think should be president, and that's Mike Pence. He understands the process. But the experience in that administration beyond that is quite limited, I think, and it shows.
You know, it was interesting. Jim Baker was interviewed over the weekend, and he talked about the role of chief of staff. And, of course, he was chief of staff to two presidents and probably the most respected living chief of staff around. And he said the most important thing in that title is of staff, not chief. And if you don't get that, then you're not going to be successful.
I think, you know, going back to your previous point, Sam, when you go into office or any job for that matter, you're going to have some blind spots, especially something as important as the president of the United States. The key is to surround yourself with people who can cover you for those blind spots, take advice, and make good decisions. I think that's what the problem is. I don't think we should vilify people because they don't have political experience. The problem is slightly different. You can cover for that, and the president hasn't done a good job of it.
Eric?
I'll give kind of two answers here. I think you can criticize Trump and his whole crew about for having a lack of experience and really not owning it or acknowledging it. That's why people voted for him. He was the outsider. I'm going to come in, and all these politicians, they're out of the way. We're going to drain the swamp. Now he's there. It's not working. He's making rookie mistakes. His staff's making rookie mistakes. Okay, that's the negative. The positive is that when you say a president has, you know, X amount of time, say 6 months, before the next electoral cycle, that's true in all of kind of history, but we may be in a unique time where Trump has thrown out the rule book. And there may be, and maybe I'm just wishful thinking, there may be a chance for this administration to at least get back on target with something like tax reform. You would think they could come together on that. So we'll see.
Tax reform, do you not feel that tax reform is going to be even bigger than health care?
You know, Sam, I don't know what to expect. I think Professor Herzig just, you know, he nailed it. All conventional thinking and wisdom is out the window. Do I think tax reform can take place? Absolutely. Does it need to take place? Yes. Do I think it will? No. Not at least before the end of the year. I just don't see it.
And if it doesn't happen before the end of the year, then it's not going to happen this cycle.
That's going to be a challenge. But I think tax reform is a slightly different beast than healthcare reform for obvious reasons, one of which is Democrats are emotionally attached to Obamacare for good reasons, but you don't have such an anchor with tax reform, which I hope will ease the burden.
And, you know, one of the interesting things about the healthcare reform was initially it had lots of tax cuts for the wealthy, and then it turned into $200 billion to be able to put out for various projects around the country, and that didn't work either.
It didn't, and I agree with what Sam just said. The Democrats are just emotionally attached to Obamacare or the ACA. And the Republicans for X amount of time were emotionally hateful of this item, but they didn't have a plan. Maybe with tax, we can come together.
And that's where we have to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
On our next broadcast, Mayor Hillary Sheehy of the city of Reno. We'll see you then.